Greetings in Jesus' name on this 21st day of January, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 3 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful conditions. It's 7.05 a.m., and we're in a big day, a good day for the Lord. Busy about the Father's business, studying this morning, teaching Bible, setting up the church, putting out all the carpets, all of the platform, all of the pulpits, as we're multi-purposing a gymnasium, as we work back and forth, multi-purposing and setting that up, and then preparing to take the young ladies to a volleyball game this afternoon and to take them out tonight. It's going to be a strong day, probably 14, 16-hour day for the glory of God. As we are enjoying the blessings of the Lord and how He continues to help us and encourage us, and as we invest our lives in the lives of others. I wish you could be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays as we have a trade school, and I'm investing my lives in the there's a homeschool girl that comes, and then there's three young men that I'm investing my life in, teaching them how to do woodworking on this semester. We just finished our first project, which was a coat hanger. It goes on the wall. It's 6 feet long. It probably hold, 10 or 15 coats, and just finished that project. Then we're getting ready to make a cutting board out of different types of species of lumber. And that's a wonderful program. And then next year, God willing, we'll be teaching a machinist how to machine, and then the trades of sawing. I have a Thomas sawmill, and then the trades of small engine repair. And there's just so much to teach and so much to do for Christ. And thank you for praying and supporting us and believing God with us. Help us to pray about that airplane. We got to get that airplane money together. And help us to pray about Share-a-thon, a little over a month away, as we'll be there on Thursday morning. And we'll come with a check with us to put into the offering of the advancement of the gospel of this radio station. I hope you have your check ready and your money set aside in your savings account, that we might be able to support this station for the glory of God. In your Bibles today, I want to look in Matthew chapter number 14 and verse number 31, where the Bible says, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And the question that is raised at the end of this verse is the question that is at the forefront today for our devotional message time that we have together. He raises him up. He picks him up out of the sinking water that he is going down in. Peter has cried out, "Lord, save me." And when he picks him up out of that sinking condition, his first message to him was a statement of fact. O thou of little faith. When I experience a sinking time in my life, and when you experience a sinking time in your life, it's because our faith has grown small. And we all experience it. I don't care. You can say what you want. You can say, "Brother Bell, God's helped you in Maine for 26 years. Listen, it's not been without great battles. I'm talking about battles that would boggle our imagination. And any of you that have advanced the gospel of Christ and have seen churches started and souls saved and disciples made. Last night, we have some 8 in our Bible Institute. I failed to mention that. I mean, when you're investing your lives in the lives of others, you become a bullseye. And if you don't watch it, the enemy will come in. And even Satan himself buffets us, lest we be exalted above measure. And in the great sovereign plan of God, He allows different situations to come into our lives to bring us to a place where we're moldable for Him. And He says in this first message, "O thou of little faith." And then He says to him, this is a question. "Wherefore didst thou doubt?" And which lets us know that he could have made it. He could have made it, but he doubted. And it lets us know the same. We'll make it if we don't doubt. Oh, may God help us this weekend to believe God for a supernatural Sunday. I'm talking one where we just absolutely preach the Word of God with our ears pinned back. Come on, men of God. Get up out of the slough of despond and get in that book and in that private place, and you'll experience something. There are no public blessings without private devotions. And you get alone with God, and the Bible promised us in Matthew chapter number 6 that He will reward us openly. That's what He'll do. And be encouraged by that. And go to that pulpit on Sunday with your ears pinned back full of the Holy Ghost and a gospel message, a Bible message, all put out there with hermeneutics and homiletics and everything right in its place, preaching like everything depends upon you, but knowing that everything depends upon God. That's a great balance. God will help us, and we'll be able to experience some of these great victories that He's promised us. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence, all of them, to my email. I'd like for you to mail them to me. That would be neat to get a card. And you can do that at 208 Grammar Road here in Sanford, Maine, 04073. You're also able to email tbell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.